The $2.4 million in projected expenses is $700,000 more than last year's budget, but that includes nearly twice the federal funding compared to last year, plus revenue from the Vanpool program. TBARTA Chair Ronnie Duncan said about a third of the staff is gone, and their agency-paid health benefits have declined.
You'll see expenses in many cases 50 and 60% below what we were spending last year. Part of that is we're asking our employees to dip into their pockets for the first time in terms of being a partner with us as we look at healthcare benefits, not just what other agencies are doing, but like the private sector is doing. That is critical, I think, as an organization. But this is the first time we've ever asked them to do that, and it's, you know, there's a paradigm change here. The economy is where it is. We had to do it, but I appreciate the staff and personally. Being willing and open to looking at those kinds of changes.
Part of TBARTA's goal is to improve connectivity over the next few decades, and many corridors are being considered for revitalization. Jeff Novotny is with American Consulting Engineers, and he said the Howard Franklin Bridge from Tampa to St. Pete is long overdue for replacement.
Northbound Bridge is over 50 years old. It was opened in the 1960. And it's running out of its serviceable life. It's just reached a point where it's more cost-effective to replace than to continuously maintain and repair and rehabilitate. The study also involves a transit evaluation connecting two important components of the bay, the Gateway area in Pinellas and the West Shore area to downtown Tampa on the Hillsborough side. So we're looking at both of these components as part of this evaluation.
Novotny proposed building a replacement bridge beside the existing northbound bridge, in addition to another bridge that could be used for a light rail system or even bus rapid transit. One innovative idea even proposed stacking the special use bridge above one of the existing bridges.
One of the options that came up through some local coordination is, well, why don't we just look at stacking transits? Whether we go with the transit up above becomes something that could be dropped in at any time after the bridge structure goes in. Perhaps looking at ways to reduce costs or integrate it with the existing bridge structure more is to put transit down below. What that does is it then raises the elevation of the new northbound bridge structure by some 20 or 30 feet. So aesthetically, we end up with quite a big difference vertically between the northbound and southbound bridge traffic. But transit then can essentially be tucked underneath the bridge structure.
Since property taxes significantly play into revenue for the organization, Citrus County Commissioner Rebecca Bays said there should be immediate action on such a project.
There's no better time than right now to try to buy with depressed market values, to buy up the land that you need, to make sure that you have the capacity at 2035. I mean, you might as well do it today because money's cheap. And property values have declined, so now's the time.
Many of the buses that might cross the proposed special use bridge would come from either Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority or the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority. The two transit services already cross into each other's counties. Manatee County Commissioner Donna Hayes said TBARTA could play a role in helping to merge the services.
TBARTA would probably be the coordinator to make sure that this happens and to make sure that that fits in with our plans and all the connections are made, because we do have some very wonderful spine roads that we've been formulating as time went on. I believe that TBARTA folks and the members as well as staff would be supportive of working together with them. We do not want to be the authority directing things, but from what I see, there is an interest. We will be glad to oversee the program and see if we can get the necessary people together so we can expedite the program.
And with comparable operating budgets and fleet sizes, Hayes said that streamlining services would play well in TBARTA's mission of connecting the area as a whole.
Well, it would be nice to have them connected. One of our long-term goals since I've been on the committee has been to work together on systems and have greater connectivity. And I can see that as being a plus to bring that in. Pinellas is willing, from what I understand, Pinellas County seems very positive on connecting. And so connecting them over with HART, I think would be a real great service to the transportation network here.
Rebecca Bays said that the topic has come up several times at TBARTA board meetings, but no formal actions have been taken yet. You can find out more information about TBARTA and their fiscal year 2011 to 2012 budget by visiting our website at WMNF.org. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.